You're tuned in to Due North on CFUR 88.7 FM, brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. The following is a news summary presented Monday, March 9th, 2026. Sunday, March 8th was International Women's Day, and moving into the week of March 9th to 15th, the weather appears to be on a cooling trend compared to the week prior. According to Environment Canada, Monday should see an average of 0 degrees. Overnight, reaching a low of minus 7, Tuesday, 10th of March, 1 degree Celsius with a few flurries. Overnight, reaching minus 7 degrees Celsius. Wednesday, March 11th, 1 degree Celsius with a 40% chance of flurries. Overnight, reaching minus 9 degrees Celsius with a 40% chance of flurries. Thursday, the 12th, minus 2 degrees with a 30% chance of flurries. Overnight, reaching minus 10 degrees. Friday, 13th of March, 0 degrees Celsius with a mix of sun and cloud. Overnight, reaching minus 13 degrees Celsius with cloudy periods. Saturday, the 14th of March, 1 degree Celsius with a mix of sun and cloud. Overnight, reaching minus 10 degrees Celsius with cloudy periods. And Sunday, the 15th of March, 2 degrees Celsius with a 60% chance of flurries or rain showers. The air quality in Prince George Clearly today as of Monday, March 9th, according to cyclone.umbc.ca, is good, with most of the air quality measurement stations in the area reading 0 to 10 parts per million of particles around 2.5 micrometers in diameter, with one exception near the intersection of Foreman Road and Graves Road, just north of the airport, reading 129 parts per million as of Monday, March 9th. Now for some events, the latest events! Brought to you in part by Over the Edge, UMBC student newspaper. Check out their event calendar at overtheedge.umbc.ca/calendar. Available Mondays at noon in UMBC's Gathering Place, room 5-123, is a smudge and chill session. Come hang out with Deadly Campus Cousins for a laid-back smudge and chill. Wednesday, March 11th, 9:30 a.m. to 2:15 at the House of Ancestors, or Uda Dene Bayo, is an event hosted by the Nechako Watershed Roundtable Youth Engagement Committee. They're hosting Watershed Connections 2026. It's an exciting new initiative created to empower youth ages 16 to 28 to engage in watershed conservation, leadership, and community action. Visit eventbrite.ca for more details. If you're tired of living a boring life on terra firma this winter 2026 semester, think about joining up with the underwater hockey practice schedule. All practices are at the Canfor Leisure Pool downtown, occurring Wednesdays 9 to 10 p.m. and Sundays 5:45 to 6:45 p.m. Look them up across social medias at UMBC Timber Whales, not Timber Wolves, Timber Whales. Recommended equipment needed are flippers, goggles, and snorkels. Wednesday evening, jam with Tim for some musical fun at the library. That's downtown at the Bob Harkins branch. Bring your instrument of choice and learn some songs to play together. There will also be some instruments available to borrow during the program, including ukuleles, a piano, bells, shakers. Skill level range, think of campfires and up. Free drop-in, March 11th, April 15th, 2:30 to 3:30 p.m. All takes place indoors in a comfortable space. Adjustable lighting, accessible washrooms. You can sit or stand. 6 to 7:30 p.m. Got a question? Call 250-563-9251, extension 100. Thursday, March 12th, an Indigenous Youth Entrepreneurship Workshop will take place at 890 Vancouver Street, 8:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. The workshop is designed to give participants age 18 to 39 the tools to turn ideas into thriving businesses. Gain practical knowledge, hands-on skills, and confidence to launch your business to keep it strong for the long run. Whether you're just starting or already working on an idea, the workshop is built to help you take the next step. That's at the Prince George Aboriginal Development Association office. Thursday, March 12th, at Uda Dene Bayo, or the House of Ancestors Conference Center on 355 Vancouver Street, Dr. Joseph Hermer will present the Prince George Safe Streets Bylaw Enforcement Report. This is one of the largest Canadian studies on bylaw policing and is related to Prince George's ongoing discussions about public safety and human rights. Doors open at 9 a.m., bannock and coffee provided. Discussion begins at 9:30 a.m. The intention of the event is to collectively seek to understand the report findings and deliberate ways to create a safer and more inclusive Prince George for all. On UMBC campus, the Ellers Coffee Group takes place each Thursday during the winter semester from 9:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. in room 5-140E in the main floor library. Take some time to ground yourself from the busy semester with Elder Joan Sutherland. There is a parent and taught skate in Kin 2 of the CN Center from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. This program will be ending sometime this month in March. Take advantage. Drop-in hockey is also occurring in Kin 2, 12:15 to 1:45 p.m. The City of Prince George is hosting the Prince George Heritage Commission meeting on Thursday, March 12th at 11 a.m. on the second floor conference room at City Hall. The thesis defense of Nazanin Sarush, a master's in computer science, is occurring 12:30 to 2:30 p.m. in the Prince George campus Senate chambers on UMBC. UMBC's Forestry Club is hosting their AGM 3 to 5 p.m. in the April Price Boardroom and UMBC Student Center, or the NESC building. Over at Studio 2880, the exhibit Wild Cafe by Terrell Bodner is opening to the public 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Wildlife Cafe brings together the wild residents of northern BC, foxes, caribou, bears, and other local animals gathering outdoors to enjoy their own special brew and a sense of camaraderie. That visual exhibit is over at 2880 15th Avenue. At the College of New Caledonia, a climate cook-in will be occurring 5 to 7 p.m., where food preservation techniques will be shared. That's at 3330 22nd Avenue. The Bob Harkins branch of the Prince George Public Library will be hosting an English as a Second Language support, or ESL support, 6 to 7:45 p.m. Call 250-563-9251, extension 100, to book a 45-minute session. Bring along any English materials you're currently studying. These sessions are occurring March 12th, 26th, and April 16th, and 23rd, 6 to 6:45, and 7 to 7:45, at the Public Library's Bob Harkins branch, downtown Prince George. If you're a hungry code cracker, the UMBC Mathematics and Statistics Department invites you to Puzzles, Pythagoras, and Pizza Pie from 6 to 8 p.m. Join them for a relaxed and engaged evening of puzzles, math games, and of course, pizza, served at 6 p.m. sharp, over in the Teaching and Learning Building on UMBC campus, room 10-4034. The Thirsty Moose Pub is hosting a trivia night, 7 p.m. to midnight. Grab pre-sale tickets by emailing pion@umbc.ca. That's pion@umbc.ca. Grab a team and get ready for a night of laughs, surprises, and ultimate quiz battles. Pre-sale holders are automatically entered into an exclusive draw prize, hosted by UMBC Physics Icons of the North, or Pion. Also happening Thursday, March 12th, the Arrogant Worms are performing live at the Art Space, just above Books and Company. That's $40 a ticket. Call 250-563-6637 to purchase. The band began in 1991 as a comedy troupe, performing songs and sketches on Queen's University campus radio. They dropped the sketches and the songs endured, all written to make fun of a big, dumb world. Luckily, the world is still dumb and the Arrogant Worms still have plenty to sing about. That's 7:30 p.m. to midnight at the Art Space, downtown Prince George. March 13th to 15th, that's Friday to Sunday, is the Global Service Jam hosted by the UMBC School of Business, but it's being hosted at the College of New Caledonia. Come on out for some immersive hands-on workshops, where you learn skills in design thinking, user research, prototyping, plan and execute, impactful change management, and a fun learning environment. You can register on Eventbrite. Friday, March 13th, 1:30 to 3:30 p.m. in UMBC's Senate Chambers, the School of Economics annual lecture is occurring, entitled In Search of a New Economic Policy Paradigm. This talk reviews the rise and fall of economic policy paradigms over the past century and explores today's challenges in developing a new framework. That's in UMBC's Senate Chambers within the Charles J. McCaffrey Administration Building. 5:45 p.m. to midnight at the Prince George Civic Center, live pro wrestling will take place. Tickets can be purchased in advance at the Scrapbook Zone on 18th Avenue, Three Goblins Games, or online. The event is a fundraiser for the PGSS Dry Grad. General tickets are $20 in advance and $25 at the door. If you'd like a VIP experience, that's $25 in advance and $30 at the door. VIP doors open at 5:45 p.m. and show starts at 6 p.m. General doors open at 6:30 p.m. and the bell rings at 7 p.m. sharp. There will also be a second, completely different performance Saturday, March 14th, 6:15 to 9 p.m. at Almanica Arts Center. The Humanity Academy presents a screening of The M Factor 2, Before the Pause, a documentary exploring the physical, emotional, and mental health impacts of perimenopause, a life transition experienced by millions of women but still widely misunderstood. Stick around for a live expert panel discussion and audience Q&A featuring local practitioners Lisa Lowen and Carla Wainwright, 6:15 to 9 p.m. at Almanica Arts Center. And at 7 p.m., the Prince George Cougars play the Wenatchee Wild at the CN Center. At 7 to 10 p.m. at the CN Center. Also at 7 p.m., is a local film premiere of Hypnonaut, a locally produced PG-13 sci-fi horror produced and directed by the award-winning creator of Jeff and the Ninja. The program also includes a selection of Picaroon Pictures short films, followed by a live Hollywood-style pitch for the next feature film project from Picaroon. It'll be presented by Whistler Film Festival Power Pitch winner Jonathan Chuby. That unique event celebrating local filmmaking will happen at the Prince George Playhouse Friday, 7 to 10 p.m., March 13th. If you're in need of a little healthy exercise, public skating is open at the Elk Center Friday at 7:30 to 9 p.m. Later in the night, at Crush Nightclub, the UMBC Nursing Club is celebrating St. Patrick's Day. Put on some green, bring your friends, and come dance the night away. As the nursing club celebrates surviving the semester, making memories, and bringing all the lucky vibes. As the days stretch out and get longer, it does indeed indicate the coming of spring, as does the Spring Small Business Fair, March 14th and 15th at the House of Ancestors from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. That's at 355 Vancouver Street. Loads of vendors, and the cafe will be open. That's 355 Vancouver Street, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday and Sunday, March 14th and 15th. Saturday at 3 to 4:30 p.m., a seed starting workshop takes place at the downtown Prince George Public Library Bob Harkins branch. Learn how to start seeds with the guidance of a master gardener. Free drop-in for ages 19 and up. There's two opportunities for this. That's Saturday, March 14th and March 21st. If you have more questions about this indoor event, email ask@pgpl.ca. Don't forget, PG Primetime Live Pro Wrestling is also happening 5:45 p.m. to midnight at the Prince George Conference and Civic Center. The Saturday show is completely different from Friday's show. Up for a rematch at the CN Center is the Prince George Cougars and the Wenatchee Wild, 6 to 9 p.m. at the CN Center. In the evening of Saturday, March 14th, 6:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m., UMBC's NUSC space, that's the Student Center event space, there's a country dance night. Everyone is welcome. $15 in advance, $20 at the door. Snacks and refreshments are included. All proceeds go towards IVCF Scripture Camp. At the Prince George Playhouse, or 2626 Rec Place Drive, is the comedy show Two Asians, One Mike. Bongun Kim and Robert Peng, hailing from Toronto and Vancouver respectively, bring you the funniest Asian New Year energy stand-up comedy show of 2026, tackling culture, stereotypes, and everyday life with an unfiltered humor and playful banter. That's 8 to 10 p.m. Tickets available on Eventbrite. Tickets are limited. Please arrive no later than 30 minutes before showtime to be seated. And for a late-night sonic experience on Saturday, at the Almanica Arts Center, 9 p.m. to midnight, is Tarantula Hawk and Spears, or maybe Spires. Regardless, it's doomy stoner rock. Three and two-piece progressive bands, respectively. Blowing you away with their technical mastery, that's $15 in advance through madloon.ca or $20 at the door. Almanica Arts Center, downtown Prince George. For all you early risers, the Stick and Puck event continues to run into March for Sunday the 15th at Copar Memorial Arena. This ice time is allocated for people of all ages and provides skaters an opportunity to practice stick handling and shooting skills. Programs run by YMCA BC, 6:15 to 7:45 a.m. Later in the day at noon, public skating is open at the Elk Center until 2 p.m. Following the public skating at Elk Center and starting at 2:45 p.m., running to 4:15 p.m. is drop-in hockey, all at 4833 Heather Road in the heart. If you've missed out on those skating opportunities, well, guess what? At Copar Memorial Arena in downtown Prince George, from 3:45 to 5:45 p.m., public skating is open, but not on March 22nd. As programs are subject to change due to stat holidays, major tournaments, and other events. That's Sunday, March 15th, 2026. Ongoing in our community, if you're interested at all in what happens at School District 57, they are developing a new strategic plan for 2026 to 2031. Community input is a key part of the process. A survey is open until Friday, March 13th. You can visit the SD57 website, check out their Facebook page to access the form. It takes about 10 to 15 minutes. Search Strategic Planning Survey, SD57. Over at UNBC, a food connectivity research project is ongoing. The research is to understand more about the experience of food security and sovereignty for international food and Indigenous staff and students at UNBC's Prince George campus. To learn how to get involved, call 250-961-0172 or email efaulkner@umbc.ca. If you are interested in composting on UMBC campus, come make your opinion heard. Drop by the table in UMBC's Winter Garden, March 10th or 12th, between 2 to 4 p.m., just outside the dining hall. If you can't make it to the table then, not to worry, there will be a whiteboard up in that area March 2nd through March 13th to let you write your thoughts on UMBC composting. Speaking of food, if you're interested in volunteering with food systems in your community, rise up with the Public Health Association of BC with partial funding from the Canada Service Corps. Rise Up strengthens food systems and environmental stewardship in a BC-wide program connecting youth with hands-on volunteer experiences in food systems and environmental initiatives. No previous volunteer or food systems experience needed. Open to youth ages 15 to 30. If you've got any questions, contact Cameron Bell, the Northern Regional Lead, at the email northern.riseup@phabc.org. You can search hashtag RiseUpPHABC across a number of social medias. Tuesday, March 17th at City Hall on the second floor conference room, there's the Standing Committee on Public Safety from 12 to 1:30 p.m. That's Tuesday, March 17th. Well, March 23rd, we'll see the regular council meeting at 6 p.m. in the council chambers at City Hall. Down the road a little bit, Sunday, March 23rd, the Queer Clothing Swap and Sewing Workshop is happening on UMBC in room 6-250. That is the NUSC event space in the Student Center, right by the bus loop. The event welcomes everyone to explore, experiment, and express their style judgment-free. Discover how to alter, customize, upcycle, and adapt clothing to celebrate every body type and unique sense of style. Want to share your unused clothes with others? Feel free. At the Clothing Swap, you'll find treasures to take home, and clothing donations are always appreciated. Try on outfits, play with your style, and be supported every step of the way. That's Sunday, March 23rd, 1 to 4 p.m. at UMBC's NUSC space, ages 16 and up. This has been a weekly news summary from the Due North Newsroom for the week of Monday, March 9th, 2026. Tune in to Due North, 7 a.m. and 5 p.m. weekdays, and 24/7 on CFUR.ca. For locally grown, crafted, and curated local news and information, with your host, Ian Gregg, this segment is brought to you in part by the Local Journalism Initiative. Contact the newsroom anytime by emailing newsroom@cfur.ca or by calling 778-693-2387, extension 6. Also, view our content online at frequencynews.ca.